Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. We have a live show for you today. I have Pastor Keith that is also in studio. So we just want to thank you all for today. And today is October the 11th, 2018. But let me see. I think Pastor Keith is coming in, may not have been coming in. Well, anyway, today is a Thursday. Sorry about that, everyone. Yes, so Pastor Keith is in studio. Just want to thank you all for coming on board today. And at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. So we're going to get started with today's show. Lot going on, of course, as always. What's up, Pastor Keith? How you doing? Good to see you. Good to see you, as always. Pastor Keith is extremely funny. Yesterday had me cracking up all darn day when we were doing some things, and hilarious. You know, laughter is a very, very important part of the healing process for anything. And so definitely enjoy that. Do that as much as you possibly can. Engage in some, you know, some joyous activities from time to time. So Pastor Keith is here on time as usual. Greatly appreciate. So we're going to go ahead and get started on today's show. Keith, why do I always pick up this golf ball? Yeah, that's why. So we're going to jump into today's show. So, hey, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the caller number. We'd love to hear from you. But before we get started, everyone, please continue to support this network. And you can do that by going to the website for this network, the home website for this network, of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Check out the home page and scroll down and please find the donation button, hit it, and then give some of your financial energy so that this network will be able to continue doing what you have deemed as it being necessary and important. So please engage in that. Definitely need your support. So give whatever it is that you can. All donations, great or small, are greatly appreciated, and they go towards maintaining this overall network and keeping us on air. And so that's what it will be used for, and very significant. Significant in your overall, your support is significant to the overall health of this network. So please don't take it lightly. Just be a part of it. If you have deemed that this has been beneficial to you, then definitely we would ask that you show your overall appreciation by supporting it and keeping it on air, because we need it, you need it, it's essential. So definitely that's the way to do it. Also, you can support the network by being a part of its social media platform. Instead of being on Facebook, instead of being on Twitter, definitely you can come over to BTR Community, which is www.btrcommunity, which is a social media platform that's been put into place so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. And you can do that in a way where you know that your identity won't be sold to any bidder. All the other platforms will do that, and they actually use your overall postings and your engagement to their overall beneficial gain. So that's very, very, very important that you be in a position where your energy is going to be beneficial to you. So definitely very important. So with that being said, we're going to jump into, no, we're not going to jump into just yet. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you need to go to Prosperity Mint. Prosperity Mint, full-service precious metals dealership, where you can exchange your cash for real money and have a real measure of saving. So that's going to be very, very important going forward. And that overall, why we've been on air talking about the importance of that is going to be made very, very relevant soon enough. Pretty soon, most people in the country will not have heard of precious metals and know the importance of it. But by the time that happens, the overall Black Friday mentality rush into it is going to put a lot of people in a position to where they won't be able to acquire it. Believe me, everyone will know the difference between currency and money relatively soon. And it's not going to be, it's going to be a painful experience, awakening and lessening, a lesson that will be given. I just don't want you to be on that side of it all. So you don't have to. So you should be saving in something that's been money for millions of years. Very, very easy to do. Very, very necessary to do. So please do that. Okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news real quickly. And like I said, at any time you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. If you are in the or near the effective area of Hurricane Michael, if you would like to call in, please do, to give us an update on what's really going on. And this is some things I definitely want to talk about on this show in regards to that. And today's show is for October the 11th, 2018, October Mayhem, A Fiendish Ardent Vow. October definitely has always been a month of ceremonial rituals. And if you look at a lot of different things that have happened, I don't think that there are any coincidence, nor do I think that this current storm is any coincidence at all. And the other storms that are actually brewing around the world and coming to a rapid clash with the general population around the world is really getting into it's in that striking zone to me. And I definitely anticipate, other than what has happened already this month, I anticipate some other things that are significant things to happen. And that's why today's show is October Mayhem, A Fiendish Ardent Vow, is what we have here. It's devilish at nature. So we're going to get into what's in the news. There's a lot that was posted there. My man Roz and I posted a lot. I won't be able to get through all of this. It would actually take the whole show, really would take a significant part of the show, but we need to get into the show. No, it's not that much, but I will get into as much as I possibly can. I thought made a mistake. It was not that bad. We'll get into it. All right. So we're going to get into what's in the news. But before we do that, Pastor Keith, how you doing?
I'm good.
You ready to go?
Absolutely.
Here we go. First article from my man Roz, posted from news1.com. Photos: Hurricane Michael slams into the Florida panhandle as the Southeast U.S. braces. To check out that one, Then also, Rise posted from Active Post, NASA plans to save the Earth from Yellowstone supervolcano. Check out that article. Next article, Rise posted from, this is from Mini Press. And I'm going to tell you what's happening with Saudi Arabia right now and everything else is all in mainstream news, so I really don't need to cover it. But it is really the things that we have going on is that the overall purge and displacement of the U.S., all of these states are starting to move and taking their, they basically are now showing the backdoor deals and the hidden agreements that they've made. Now it's time for them to show part of their hand. They're not going to show their whole hand, but definitely showing a part of their hand. And the part of their hand that they're showing is that it's really a tell to everyone in the world that the U.S. is now considered the rogue state on the planet. And this has definitely happened since Trump insulted MBS, and that's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. And so you can see that the displacement is really, really there. So check out that article. Next article, Rise posted from Active Post, and it says, and this is, Rise said, this is some sick stuff. To force gender equality, schools teach boys to paint fingernails and massage each other. I'm going to hold off on this one because, wow.
Can I ask where that is?
Yes, that's an Active Post. Oh, you mean where that is as far as what schools and things?
Yeah, location.
Let me just pull up the article Rise posted here. And it is, one second. Okay, let me looks like some of the schools are in Iceland. And I think that was the only place that's named in the article. I didn't get a chance to read the whole article, but this is going to definitely be the part of the agenda for sure. This is going to spread to a lot of different things. And
can I just make one comment on that real fast?
Well, sure, definitely. Hold on, one second, Keith. One second.
Dave, the only reason why I wanted to make a comment on that real fast was I was visiting somebody last night, and I was sitting there, and they just happened to be watching a program called Star. And Star is the same guy that came out with the show, and he's a black man, same guy that came out with that show Empire, same guy. But as I was watching this Star, when I was looking at Sister Out to Kill Sister, everybody's gay or has some dealings with gay, open marriages, the whole nine yards. This is no different than that school you're talking about. I mean, they're bringing this about like, this is what's up, this is what's happening, this is where we're going. And that's an indoctrination, as is that same school, as that same thing that that school's teaching. And it's becoming such a regular part of our existence that you have to literally, consciously stand on guard against this stuff, because it's just engulfing us as a society, as a normal way of thought, and it's terrible.
Yeah, we I'm not against anyone, but what I am in objection to is where you are trying to indoctrinate, when you're trying to manipulate and you're trying to move someone into a choice that they wouldn't, and they're not, that the temptation should never be brought to anyone on an institutional level. And so that's just my overall thoughts on that, and we'll probably cover this at some other time, because and I will tell you this, and my whole thing is that I think that there is a real conspiracy behind this whole thing, and here's why I say that. This is a preparedness show, and I try to stick to those type of things, and here's why. A land without men is conquered, meaning that someone is going to come in and conquer and alter and totally change, because there is no guard. There is no physical presence that's going to stand in the gap and to defend yourself. And a land without women is barren. That's the real agenda here, in my opinion. The real agenda is to have a depopulation program, a very sneaky depopulation program, a very conniving depopulation program. Because without women, we're barren. We don't exist. Without the overall relations of being able to multiply your overall species, you go from becoming a species that is now on the endangered list. And definitely, the endangerment of the species is at hand, is definitely at hand. And that's what this whole, in my overall scope of this, in looking at this, is that I see it as not something that is going to be politicized. They want to politicize it so that you will be able to ignore, because they want to make everything politically correct so it's morally wrong. But if you look at the real objective here, what is at stake is that your overall human population is at stake. The species is at stake, because a land without women is barren. And someone say, well, what do you mean by that, David? Simply this. If there is no appropriation between the people, between the species will die off. Natural. That's a natural process. Attrition will definitely set in. It's you're gone. You're gone. So that's a very dangerous thing. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. Next article, Rise, posted from Active Post. The world is quietly decoupling from the U.S. and no one is paying attention, except for here at Tando Radio Show, except for those that listen to Tando Radio Show. Oh, we're well aware of it all, and we're keeping on guard. Next article I got from Daily Caller. Very important. If you notice yesterday during, and we're going to get back to this. I'm going to preface it by just telling it, and we'll come back to this. Daily Caller, a $240 per gallon tax to fight global warming. The new UN report suggests carbon pricing. We've been talking about this for a while. Their agenda is very easy once you know what their objective is. Their objective is to subjugate and enslave. So check out that. Next article I got from AccuWeather. Check it out with what's going on with the overall. Today is where everyone is starting to wake up to the overall devastation of Michael, and Michael continues to devastate and continue to wage itself now. So check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this from Interverse, is feeding the 10 billion people living on Earth by 2050 is simply doable. And yep. And my man Rise said, Dave, you said this for years, that they are liars. So true, Rise. So true. Check out that article. Next article, Rise got this from Active Post as well. Wireless wars. When sensors control the senses. Man, this is a major. I would love for and probably will do, because of our time schedule and our time change. I miss Rise's show on Tuesday because of the time it comes on. But I would like to do a show with Rise about a couple of things. But this is something that's very, very important, and have Brother Davis also chime in, because this all has to do with the the G5 network and just the, we're basically the electromagnetic, the weaponizing of the electromagnetic field is what's really what this is all about. This is weaponization completely. So definitely we'll check that out. Next article, Rise Guy from Active Post, the Catholic Church grim history of ignoring priestly pedophile. So true. Next article, Rise got this one from Active Post again. Why is the media warning a recession is expected by the end of 2020? There will be worse than that, the Great Depression. And we're worse, and that's what I've been saying for a while. It's going to be far worse. It's going to be far, far worse. And Keith said far, far worse. Next article, Rise got from Raw Story. Department of Homeland Security Secretary panicked under questioning from Harris. We don't detain children. We care for them. Boy. And, you know, it was something that was so important. I'm going to talk, Keith, remind me what we were talking about yesterday with the hurricane. Remember there was a conversation that Pastor Keith and I had yesterday, and I said, Pastor Keith, this is what I'm seeing on this hurricane stuff. They're going to use this to be able to take children out of their parents' control during hurricanes.
Yeah.
But we'll catch on it, Keith, during the show, because we're going to go to that. Next article from Interverse, Rise posted, Japan drafting rule books for ethnic editing, the genes of human embryos. And this is a mad race in the overall scientific world, from China to Japan to Germany to the U.S. They're all mad. There's all a mad, mad rush of GMO people. And that's really what this is all about. So check out the article. Great article, Rod. Then I posted the FEMA YouTube video on Hurricane Michael. Please check it out. Next article I got from CNBC. Criminals, nothing but criminals, news network. One of Pastor Keith's favorite as well. Larry Kudlow. We are the hottest economy in the world. We are crashing it. So definitely a lot going on. And so we'll catch that. Next article, I got this one from Wire Points. And we're going to come back to this Kudlow stuff, because it's all inclusive with this. You know they call March Madness? Well, I've token this as October Mayhem, because October is always. You look at some of the more storied calamities. They happened in October. So we're definitely going to take a look at that as well. Next article from WirePost.com. JP Morgan expert. True debt pension health care payments would consume half of Illinois' revenue. Bankruptcy option needed. And I would rephrase this. Instead of half of Illinois' revenue, half of the United States' revenue. The only option the U.S. has is bankruptcy and default. And when you go into default, you go into receivership. And that's the main thing that I definitely want to get as many people prepared, because it's not just going to happen in Illinois. Once the states are bankrupt, the whole country is. And it only takes a couple of states to go bankrupt and it's over. And Illinois is one of those states. It's already done. The handwriting is on the wall. We say that so much.
Hey, this started.
Keep one. Hold on a second.
And a couple of years ago, there was a big discussion, because what they said was that a state could not declare bankruptcy.
Yes.
But they kind of circumvented it. They haven't brought it out and made it legal and put it on the scale that it's going to be, because it has to be. But they kind of already did that with Michigan. Because if you look at what they did when they came in there, and I don't know if you guys remember that, but with Detroit stuff, they came in with these guys that were appointed by the governor.
Yep.
And these guys superseded all elected officials.
That was in Detroit.
That was in Detroit. Yep. Right. And those guys came in, regardless of who the mayor were, any election fee, these guys came in that were appointed, and what they said goes.
Yes, by the courts.
And the people had no say over them, know anything.
Yes, so fascism.
Yeah, exactly. So we already saw this going into the works, and it wasn't given the attention that it needed. But now we're starting to see an outgrowth of what they've already done in Michigan.
Yeah.
So, well said, Keith, because that was so true. And that was, I don't know if you heard what I said, that was fascism. And that fascism has never, ever left. And it wasn't the Germans, it wasn't the Nazi party that started fascism. Fascism has always been around, and it's every, and that's really what you're starting to see is the overall corporatization of everything. And that's very important. We've definitely been covering, we need to talk about that and get our people prepared for it as much as if they choose to be. And we're just going to do what we can do. And we greatly appreciate all of you that see it and realize that, okay, I have a choice, and you execute that choice. Very, very important. So we'll cover that as well. I don't know today, that's probably a Financial Friday show, because it needs to just be that. And I will do Financial Friday. I'm not going to do a lot of what's in the news, because we really need to hammer stuff out, because things, October is really shaping itself up to set things that go into motion for the rest of the year and everything that's going forward. Because October is significant because it's for here in the States, because it's the overall beginning of the fiscal budget, and the fiscal bankruptcy is really what it should be, because that's what they are. Next article I got from Sputnik News, very important. India not to cut ties with Russia as Trump vows, you ready? Swiss response to S-400 deal. Boy, one of the things that I was talking about with the BRIC nations, I said India is the key to the whole BRIC nations deal. India is a pivotal member of, because they were a strong ally of the U.S. Where they go, and they're going to carry a lot of weight. The U.S. can ill afford to lose India. And they can ill afford to lose India because of its geographical importance, its demographic importance, its military importance. That's one of the main ones. So check out that article, done deal. Next article from Press TV, White Helmets chemicals end up in Daschle's hands, Russia says. Check out that article. Breaking news, very important, from RT International, Russia Today. You ready? Here we go. It's all being set up for this overall World War III that will turn into global nuclear war one. U.S. military grounds entire fleet of F-35 fighter jets in weight of a South Carolina crash. Now, why is that so important? Why is that so important? Why was that a breaking news on Russia RT? Here's what I think. That overall plane has been compromised by cyber implantation. Remember what Trump said? Wanted to get all the China's out of our weapons and everything else? The plane that crashed in South Carolina was at the same time, around the same time that Russia announced that they were going to be bringing the S-300 into Syria. And then what was the U.S.'s response to that? Well, their U.S. response was that we're going to give Israel even more F-35s. And in Israel, the F-35s that they have already, they're going to be using in the overall theater of Syria.
No-fly zone.
The no-fly zone, right? So check this out. They just grounded all their entire fleet of the U.S. ones. Guess what this really is? They're letting them know that your F-35s mean nothing. This is huge. This is absolutely huge. With the overall how much and the technology and what was committed to F-35, it basically makes you air superiority you lose now. Completely. In air superiority, the U.S. was able to wage its overall military might around the world because of this blue navy with this air superiority. That's what it was able to do. Doesn't matter how many naval ships you have. If you're not able to command the skies, you can't win a war. You absolutely can't win a war. So the overall air, the strength of the U.S. military has just been nullified. So very, very important, this article is, it all ties into Syria. all ties into Syria. And what the Russia says, go ahead, use your F-35s. We know how to counter them. How do you counter them? That overall virus that's there, cut it on. And then what does the plane do?
Nothing.
It goes in a direction that the pilot didn't tell it to go in.
If they can get it off the ground.
If they can get it, or if once they get it off the ground, now can you do what? Can you fly it? Best thing to do now is what the pilot did in South Carolina, eject, because it's going down. So this is significant. Next article got from Strategic Culture. Trident Juncture 2018 is about to kick off. NATO's biggest war game near Russia's border, near Russia's borders never end. Let me tell you, this, everything is being put into place. Assets are being put into place. It's only a matter of time that the trigger will be pulled, because it will be, it, the trigger is being squeezed right now. It's just a matter of a surprise break is about to happen. And you know what, Keith? I think the surprise break is going to be something small that blows up really big. What happened with the journalists in Saudi Arabia could be one of the things. And so, but go ahead, Keith.
It might not take enough like that. You have an idiot at the trigger that talks noise.
Yes.
Period. And you have people in charge. You got Netanyahu, which is no better than Trump. And you got these guys that don't have good sense. And all it takes is one of them to, like you said back in the day, knock that chip off my shoulder.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
Yeah,
it's not going to take a big deal for things to go down.
No, and it's not, because everything has been pre-positioned for that, for the overall scenarios to go haywire. And this will have cross-pollination into so many different fields. It'll go economically. It'll go geopolitically. It'll go culturally. It'll go trade-wise. It will go into the neighborhoods. It will extend into your home itself. So check that out. Next article, Rise posted from Brass Check, how small groups beat the military of empires. Very, very true. This is, man, I want to check this one. Great article there, Rise. Next article I got from Global Times, South China Sea can be more riskier than trade, from Global Times. Next article, breaking news from RT International. Ready? This is what Trump said. Trump: Chinese live too well for too long. See, Trump said the Chinese live too well for too long, because that's going to be the next beacon of freedom. But see, let me rephrase this. The system thinks that all of its subjugants live too well and too long, and now they're ready to depopulate. So, telling. Next article from New American, Global CFR, Council of Foreign Relations, is that's what CFR stands for, the Council of Foreign Relations. G9 committee must save world order from Trump. Check out that article is there. Next article, Rise posted from the anti-media, a once-in-a-lifetime event, urgent warnings for Florida as Hurricane Michael makes landfall. So check out that article. We're going to touch some stuff. And then next article, I got this one from Cerebrally Naive Network, commonly referred to as CNN. How regular citizens got caught in a U.S. and Russian cyber war. An online war is being waged all around us, and citizens are caught in it, in its crossfires. The reason being is because the citizens were actually the targets of these overall. The entities, see, there is no such thing as the U.S. and Russia fighting each other. If the U.S. and Russia went to war, and let's say Russia lost the war, Russia wouldn't lose the war. It would be their overall citizenry that happened to be there that would be adversely affected by that. They would lose everything, because the real casualty of war is 99.9% of all the casualties of war are individuals that had no overall ability to stop it from happening. They were caught into it, and it's the most effective way. If I wanted to, if you really look at this system and how it governs, the word govern means to rule. The word rule means to subjugate and enslave. And we, And this is what's so powerful about this. We speak our own demise into existence. We really do speak our own demise into existence. It will be a better day when we don't have that word government in our vocabulary. When we won't use that overall entity. Because if we continue to use that entity, you're continuing to using those that are ruling over you. It's subjugation. And this is what the word means. Guess what? Guess why they gave the word the meaning? Because it gives you communication as to what his intentions is. And we may not like it. We may come up with grandiose fantasies about this and that. But the truth is always right. They don't hide the truth from us. It's right there before. And that's the best place to put it for people to ignore it. The key is to get you to ignore it all. And so keep wanting to chime in.
But it's not quite that simple. And the reason why I say that, Dave, and this goes back to the education thing. It kind of goes back to what they do in politics, where you ask what they do in the fields of law and all that kind of stuff. You ask for some information. And what they'll do is they'll give you that information, but they'll put it in a binder that's got 30,000 pages in it. Now, you can't deny I gave you the information. We have the information, but it's clouded up with so much bull crap. You know,
you gotta find it.
Yeah, one of the things that I noticed, and I only noticed about 10 years ago, but it really started getting on my nerves was what's that part of the paper where they put the columns. Yeah, and what would irritate me is they would pick a subject, right? And what they would do is whatever the subject was, whether it be politics or whatever, they would take and they'll have a pro and a con. They'd have a lawyer argue this side, they have another lawyer argue this side. Now us that aren't as informed on the subject as obvious the lawyers are, they're listening to this lawyer, and guess what? That makes absolute sense. So you listen to the other side, and of course, that makes absolute sense as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you learned by reading this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely nothing, because you don't know any more about entering onto the subject than you did before you read it.
Because they're clouding with the objective.
Exactly.
I totally
agree with that, Keith, and that's very true. Because here's the thing: is that you're playing on the lawyer's territory by the lawyer's rules of engagement.
Exactly.
See, if you play by their rules, they'll rule. So if someone is going to give you a bushel of beans, and some of the beans are going to be Some of the beans are not going to be edible. And the non-edible beans are going to be poisonous edible ones. Why would you take a bushel from them at all? My whole thing is that we need to actually disengage our energy and our involvement in the system so that the overall poison bushel, because really the whole bushel is poison. So my thing is, don't accept delivery. Return it to sender. Because if you do that, now maybe you can get a bushel of beans that's not polluted, that's not poisonous. But if we're going to play Russian roulette with our lives, at some point it's going to go bang. And really, it's already gone bang, because the overall mentality of Russian roulette is that you don't know when it's going to happen, but it will happen at some time. So it's the thing is that it's happening all the time, because you're going to go through the anxiety. Your body is going to go through the anxiety. Your body is going to release chemical endorphins that are going to deteriorate your thinking, your quality of life, and your standard of living. Because you're so worried about, is it going to go bang this time? That's not healthy for you developing sovereignty and self-determination. You can't do that under that type, because what it's going to do is going to bring in shaking mental illness the whole time that you're playing the game. And so we have to move into a way where we move back into a position to where that's not even a threat. So very, very, very important. And you're right, Keith, it is done that way purposely because it gives so much momentum. Okay, so we're going to go on. Next article. This one is, I got this one from the anti-media. Trump pressures Saudi Arabia to explain what happened to the missing journalists. You see a lot of this on mainstream news. Read it, check it out. And definitely you should familiarize yourself with this. Next article, I got this one from RT International. Listen to this. This is what Steve Bannon said about Nikki Haley. She is as ambitious as Lucifer. Stephen Bannon takes dig at Nikki Haley in her suspicious resignation. Without a doubt, so true. And this is the season just for that type of mentality. So next article, Rise posted from the anti-media. U.S. Punishes geoengineering as a last-ditch effort to save humanity. Excuse me, UN pushes geoengineering as a last-ditch effort to save humanity. So check out that article. Very, very telling. So, and then a next article, Rise, posted from anti-media. Doctors in Scotland are now prescribing nature to their patients. And I just hope, but this is the thing that I hope, Keith was like, about time. I just hope that it is, you know, the non-corrupted form, the true form, the form that has not been interfered with or has not been tainted with man's science, because then it's not. They'll tell you, and I'm starting to hear a lot of different things in mainstream media on a holistic terms, and I'm very leery of it because I know what that means. That means that they've already polluted the supply. Very, very important. So that's what's in the news. If you'd like to get in on today's show at any time, the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Greatly appreciate you all there. Give us a call. So we got a lot going on in today's show. And today's show is October Mayhem. A fiendish ardent vow is what today's show is. And so what I want is a couple of things. Wow, there's a couple of places I want to go, but I want to go back. I want to start with, of course, the hurricane. And yesterday, and if you listen to the mainstream news, all of the mainstream news was carrying the same propaganda, same talking point, same message, because they all got their orders as to what the script should be. And underlying this was the script from yesterday. It was a couple of things that they're underlying and what their points were. One was the climate change, that this was caught them off guard, and they were surprised by it because the temperatures of the water were warmer than what they usually are. And that was because the climate, the atmosphere, had warmed the overall oceans. And they blamed that on climate change. They basically were blaming you for your existence and not looking at what they put into the atmosphere as pollutants and what they put into the atmosphere to aggravate. And this is what I'm talking about. As I'm talking about, in my opinion, they weaponize the weather. And in weaponizing the weather, you can actually probably more rapidly change the ocean than what the natural abilities of the earth to filter what's needed. The earth needs, everything that lives upon the earth needs collective prudence. You give something that's beneficial to me, and I give something that's beneficial to you. We breathe in oxygen. Trees they promote oxygen, and but they need carbon dioxide in order to do it. Right. So we outbreathe CO2, and that's beneficial to them. So what does that do? That's a perfect system where the machine is always working. The nomenclature of life is always in a state of sustainability. It always works. Then man comes in and says, no, I want to change this nomenclature to benefit my overall subjugating and enslaving of everything to my benefit. So what do you have to do? You have to alter that overall nomenclature. It's very important. So there's an article in the Daily Call. $240 per gallon gas tax to fight global warming. A new UN report suggests carbon pricing. We're going to take a look at this, but I definitely want to get into that. And another thing with Hurricane Michael, one of the things was the evacuation order. Both mandatory and otherwise. Here's what they're going to do with this. There was the evacuation order, and some people didn't comply with it. And this was the key. They said that they feel sorry for the individuals. Keith, they said this. Check this out. They said that they felt sorry for the individuals that defied the evacuation order. Now, what is an evacuation order? An evacuation order is a demand by the authorities. See, they get that, here comes that letter of the law thing. Should you get out of the way of a hurricane? Well, I would say this. If you need the government to tell you when to get out of the way from a hurricane, it's not the hurricane that's the problem. It's you listening to authorities that's the problem. Because you don't have enough common sense to know that a hurricane is probably something that you taking a risk of losing everything. And you need someone to prompt you to move. It really talks about the state that we're really in. But here's what they said, is that those that defied the overall evacuation order, they feel sorry for them. They wish they had. This was what they said that was critical.
You needed a reminder.
Yes. This is what they said that was more significant. But it's even worse for the children that didn't have the ability to make that decision to leave. They had to follow their parents. They had to follow their parents, and they had to follow their parents' will, decisions. So the state never, ever, ever, the government never wants there to be any other form of worship in obedience other than to them. This is where they put "In God We Trust" on their currency for that reason. So what they basically were saying is that, we got another opportunity here. They never ever have a tragedy or a calamity that they don't benefit from. Here's what they're going to do. Watch how this changes. They're going to say now, parents can decide to stay in a mandatory evacuation. They can't force them to leave. But what they will do is that they will, the overall mandatory evacuation will have that all children shall be evacuated. And if the children aren't evacuated, guess what the state is going to do? We're going to take the children and put them into a safe place. And, you know, you want to stay here by yourself, that's fine. But we're going to do. See, but that sounds good, but it ain't good. Because we know how they really do these things throughout. What they're going to be doing is that's their way to give you legal, to is what you said, Keith, is they cloud the whole issue And they say that we know what's best for you, because what's best for you is at the behest of what's in our best interest. What's good for you is best for us. And they're going to be taking children from the parents that decide to stay. Now, for all the parents that decide to stay, how in the world can you stay with your child in that situation if you have the means to leave? How can you do that? But the thing is, I'm not really, that is one thing, but the problem is really going to be that the overall children are going to be taken, and guess what's going to happen? They're going to have storms that's going to be so big, and they're going to say, we don't know where the children are.
We haven't seen that.
Like Keith said, we haven't seen that already. We don't know where the children are. And this is their plan. This is how you get what you want. How do you get what you want? Through deception. You have to appear one way, but the cloaking that you're cloaking what your true intention is, because if people knew what your true intentions were, they would say, yeah, you're just talking good, but your overall intentions is evil. No, I don't want to do that. And this is what happens. So Keith wanted to chime in.
And Dave, that's not a brand new concept either.
No.
Where you also see that is with vaccinations. Because what has happened is these kids are no longer offered the opportunity for your true parents to decide what's best. And they say, you know what? We don't care what your parents say. These kids will be vaccinated. Now, what's so interesting in that is whether you believe in vaccinations or not. I'm not one of the other because a lot of people disagree. But the fact of the matter is there's a lot of information that shows that it goes back to what we're talking about. You got a whole scale. You got a scale of good, you got a scale of bad, and there's a whole gamut in between the two. We know that vaccinations is big, big money, and it falls under big pharma. Big Pharma has demonstrated that they do not care about you as an individual. They're trying to get paid. And that's where a lot of these vaccinations come from. I found it so interesting that not too long ago I read an article. And what they found, Dave, was they found out that overall the healthiest children in this country came out of two states. Those two states were California and Minnesota. Well, on further investigation, what they found were these were the only two states that did not have the mandatory vaccinations.
California now does.
California now does, and Minnesota is soon to follow after. Hmm. Again, they don't care about you. They care about the bottom dollar. And kids are big money.
Future energy.
And kids are also the direction of wherever it is that you're going.
Yep.
If you can get control of the kids.
That's the word I was looking for right there, right, Keith? Because it's control. It's all about
it's control.
Yeah.
It's control.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so well said. And we got a caller in queue. My man Roz wanted to chime in. So we're going to go to Roz. Roz, what's going on? What say you, bro?
Hey, peace, Dave. How's everything?
What's going on? Good to hear your voice, brother. I'm sorry I missed Tuesday, bro.
It's all good. It's all good. I sent you the archive so you can check it out. It was quite
big up to you and Jenna.
Discussion. Thanks, brother. Peace to Pastor Keith as well and the other calls and listeners. Man, I watched this video that Gary C posted and sent to me actually. And
yes.
It's a guy named Lindsey Williams. I know you have to know his name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he just gets into discussing what he calls the secrets of the elite. And he tells his life story and how he came into contact with the elite and the things that he learned dealing with them for a number of years and doing seminars on their behalf, teaching the elite how to maintain what they have and how they got it and all of that good stuff. And I kid you not, some of the stuff he said was almost verbatim stuff I've been hearing you say for years. And it was so shocking to my DNA. Not what he said, but the fact that he was saying it. And he even talked about gold. He talked about some particular law that went into effect that states, when they collapse the dollar, that stores have to accept ounces of gold and silver, but he stated that they have to be minted in the U.S. as U.S. currency, is what the way he put it, in order to be used.
Remind me to chime in on that, Ross. Go ahead. But I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. And he also said something interesting. He said, it's not that the store shelves are not going to be stocked with food. He said they're going to get food here because the elite need to eat like everyone else. The difference is when you go to the store with that fiat currency, they're going to tell you, we don't accept that. That's no longer legal tender anymore. And you're going to have to come with, he said, barrels and duffel bags full of cash in order to get one loaf of bread. But he said anybody walking around with an ounce of gold or silver will be able to get whatever they want because that will be the currency that will be accepted. Those were his exact words. He said a quarter is not a quarter. He said that piece of worthless metal that they give you that looks like it's silver on the outside with that, you know, little brown area in the middle is garbage. He said back, you know, and he forgot, I forget the year, it might have been 1933 or something.
1964? Or 1933?
So he said that a quarter was actually a quarter ounce of silver and that a dollar was 1 ounce of silver. He said that's when we dealt with real money. And he said, for those people who get their hands on gold and silver, whatever hits the fan, when you go to the ATM and it doesn't work and the bank is closed, if you're holding on to that, they have to accept that as legal tender. And it was a law that he discussed that happened after the 1971 gold collection. And then the recent years, I think it was like in the last 20 years, they had that cash for gold where they were going from city to city to city, just literally just raking in all of the excess gold that they could find from regular citizens. And it was just interesting. But bottom line is everything that you've been saying, this guy practically said, and there's certain phrases that he used that were verbatim to things that you said years ago. And he's a 76-year-old man who's done a lot of work for these people. And he knows exactly what he's talking about. That's all I have to say, and I'll mute my line. But profound program. Peace to you again. Thank you.
Much love, much respect, Roz. Yeah, when Roz was talking about, see, silver and gold is always been legal tender. And in 1986 is when Reagan brought the American Silver Eagle, required that the U.S. Treasury develop the American Silver Eagle. And when they did that, but there was always gold and silver that was in the overall money supply. There's different forms of exchange. There's the currency exchange, known as the Forex, the foreign currency exchange, that deals not in money. It deals in paper. Then there is the market that deals in equities, gambling, and everything else. And then there's the commodities market that deals within the paper gambling of an asset. And the best way to put it is that, let's say, you know, that you're a commodity, that there's a traded value of paper against you, but the real physical you is not that overall piece of paper. But that piece of paper has, because it's accepted and there's confidence in it, it gives leverage to those that control it. But you, as an individual person, you as an individual living entity, you have talents and ability and energy that you can use to build, to do so many things. So you're the commodity. And then there's the overall physical market, which is the most important market of all of the markets. And the reason why the physical market is the one that's talked about the least, because it has the most influence. Because those, when you heard the old saying, the golden rule, those with the gold make the rules. That was just not happen chance. That's the truth. And they and the system understands the importance of controlling, from children's energy and everything else, the commodity. Because whoever has control of that commodity is going to have a lordial title over all of its attributes and its capabilities. And when you control something, and you have resource control of something, You don't work for anyone. You tell everyone else what the agenda is on work, the time, the calendar, the overall the movement, the logistics. Everyone works for you. You work for no one. Because when you have resources, I want you to just think about it for 1 minute. If you lived on an island that gave you all the food that you ever needed, gave you all the fresh water that you ever needed, that you were able to have your family and your friends and everyone is prosperously living there, everything that you ever need, from your overall health cures to where your body is maintained healthy and everything else, and you lived on this island, okay, and you were able to create and have sustainability, and your quality of life was so high, right, that you didn't have the overall worries, right? If you lived on that island and someone came on that island from the civilized world and they came with a piece of paper known as a contract. See, they bring you paper because they're trying to get your assets. They give you a contract and say, hey, if you work for us, we'll give you these pieces of paper. And with that piece of paper, we've devised a system where we'll give you internet, we'll give you this, we'll give you that, and all of these other things. The moment you sign over, the moment you give consideration to that, see, a contract is nothing more than consideration. The moment you give consideration and you consent to that, you have just now been enslaved and you will lose everything. All your resources will be offered up and you're going to lose it. This is proven. This is the truth. And you will never, ever be the same. Your health won't be the same. Your prosperity won't be the same. Your future of those that you have yet not named will not be the same. And they're going to have to work on a time schedule by a watch. And you're going to have to answer to that overall schedule of agenda that's been set forth, not by your elders and not by your cultural truths, but by someone else's agenda. And you're done. Who don't care about you. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Listen to Tando Radio Show brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And we were just talking to Brother Roz and was just giving an example of if you were sovereign and self-determining and you were living on an island that provided everything and then you gave consideration to someone from the civilized world and came to you, and then the moment that you gave that consideration, you're going to be put into the pool of competition on the schedule of the person that you signed that contract. See, that contract was written to steal everything that you had. It was written in the best interest of those that constructed it. And then what's going to happen is that you're going to be placed into the overall pool of talent to compete against one another. And at every juncture and every juncture, you're going to lose. In that civilized world, you're going to lose. But not only are you going to lose in that civilized world, when you gave consideration, what your ancestral truths have always been, what sustained you in the people that you had collective prudence with, but it's not just the people, it's the island itself. When you return to that island, you're going to see that that island has completely changed. The trees are going to be looking at you, the plants are going to be looking at you, the rocks are going to be looking at you as to say, what did you do? What consideration, what agreement did you make with those that were outside of us? And because you made that consideration and because you made that agreement, look at how it's adversely affected us. We have been completely nullified. We have been completely harvested to where we are able to produce anymore. You've nullified our inheritance and our ability to leave prosperity forward. Our seeds are no longer of our name, of our culture. And this is, I use this as a metaphor as to how this really works. And it's, but those that wrote that contract, see, they know the importance of resources. And when we don't know the importance of resources, this is what happens. You will lose everything that you have and you won't even know that it's been taken from you. Because you didn't know what you had, so you're going to lose it. And this is what happens. We got Brother Davis that's in queue. Definitely want to go to him as well. Brother Davis, what's going on? What say you? Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yo, Brother Davis, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brother Davis. Good to hear from you.
A lot of times I just listen to the show because I really can't get a chance to speak. But I wanted to add something to what you were speaking about. Because, see, we fail to realize that we already have a value. And in order for people to come in and give you a piece of paper, they got to create value in that paper that you can see. So, therefore, it requires deception. Because before the paper came, you had a great value in your quality of life and the way you lived it on the island by itself. It's just that you didn't realize how much value it was. And then when it was negotiated away from you, you begin to realize then what you gave away. We have to stand firm on what I've always said is about our personal truth. And the personal truth is what you believe works in your best interest, not works in some interest of someone else. I also wanted to hit base on that concept of gold and silver. We have been talking about that for a while. Everybody who's connected with Tando Radio should have at least some of either or. And if they haven't, once again, it comes back to that personal truth. We were telling you in the very beginning that this was going to be a necessity, not an option. If you looked at it as being an option, then you weren't dealing with it from your, once again, your objective. You were looking at it from a subjective point of view. Oh, let me use what I got now to get something to eat. Although I could put $100 in the bank, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to spend that. Although I could put $100 in silver, well, I don't need that right away. You see, we victimize ourselves by our inability to be truthful to ourselves based on the cloak of deception that the government has really put upon us on a daily basis. We are in war, y'all, on every front. Don't think for not for one minute there's somebody who's not in front of you who can be serving the purposes of someone else. And if you think that, then you already give yourself to a subjective nature. I just wanted to add that, brother, and I'll get back. I'm actually sitting here in the rain with a few people just seeing what can be done here and there. I mean, there's so much going on down here right now. It's an excellent opportunity for me to put you on so other people can hear you. So I appreciate you, brother, once again. The show is the bomb as usual.
Brother Davis, greatly appreciate you, and we started this with you, and we're going to finish this all the way through. And well said, it's very important that we have our overall counsel and we can all make our decisions, but we need to have something that represents our best interest or something that's against what's happening. And I think that's what this show does. It gives you an option to think about something. Now, as Brother Davis says, it's better to make decisions that are based in some form of historical truths, not the overall faddish of consumerism from right now, you know. And as Brother Davis so elegantly says, your subjective mind, and this needs to be your spiritual discernment, and you have to give that the overall food that's necessary for it to really flourish and to nourish you in a more holistic, sustainable way. Brother Davis, much love, much respect. Brother, Pastor wanted to respond to what you were saying. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead.
You know, I find it so interesting in what he was saying, because as he told the story, what came to my mind is information that we already have had for years and we never acted on. So as I listened to him, he told the exact same story as Jacob and his brother Esau. And as I've known that story my whole life, it never occurred to me that Esau, sir, he sold his birthright for a meal. For a meal. He had everything. He had the whole world. And he says, what do I care about that? I'm hungry right now. If you feed me right now, I'm willing to turn over to you everything that I have. Which is the exact same scenario that we're looking at. Because we wanted something right now, whether it had been a Lexus or a BMW or whatever it is right now, we were willing to turn over all our value, all our future, all our assets,
all of our children's future,
all our children's future, to satisfy a need that we felt that we had right at that moment in time.
Yeah, you know, it's well said. In when we have this platform with the brothers and sisters that we have, and it's really important because it's a collective prudence. We all need each other. And as Brother Davis is saying, you know, the overall personal, your personal development is one of the key things here. And as Roz talks about, you know, how we have to realize that, and as Brother Davis says, we're at war. Definitely we are at war. And Roz will, you'll hear Roz talk about the overall psychological conditioning that we've fallen into. And that conditioning is really detrimental, because we actually indoctrinate our own children to our own demise into that because of that. And we have to break that overall cycle. Because, see, what was so important about the island life was that there was collective prudence. Because you never ever over harvest the trees that bear the fruit, you actually was allowing the overall tree to be sustainable, and you didn't overextend its capabilities through greed. See, the tree can produce as much as needed to be produced, but it can never produce one ounce of success through greed. Because the overall greed will destroy the tree in the smallest form. That is unsustainable because greed is unsustainable. The whole system is built off sustainability and collective prudence. We have no collective prudence, so we're not stable. There is no stability. We want to actually, we've been actually indoctrinated and taught to maintain the collective prudence of those that are against us, that's not for us. Those that are not into sustainability, but those that are into the love of power. And we become those overall minions that we compete against each other, which is the opposite of collective prudence. They always talk about that competition, there's healthy competition. There is no such thing as healthy competition. You may think that it is, but there's a spirit that goes along with competition, and here's the spirit that's always underlying: win at all costs. And it may not get you initially because you have been working and resonating in a way that is not that way, but after a while you stay in that overall realm, it will destroy you. There is no adverse effect to collective prudence because it's benevolent. It's benevolent. And you know, Roz had talked about, and it's very important, one of the things that he said that I wanted to weigh, he talked about that accepting silver and gold as legal tender in stores. They do that, and that's when they actually monetize. We've never not had silver and gold as a form of money. What they did was they tricked it. Like right now, you can have an American silver eagle and it says $1 on it, or American gold eagle says $50 on it. Here's the trick and the deception, Keith. You ready? Here's the trick and the deception. If you use that American silver eagle for its face value, guess what happens? They steal everything from you. If you use that American silver eagle or that American gold eagle for its face value, you lose everything, because its face value is the overall value that's been set by the market, not by its intrinsic truths. It's been set in adverse to the great creator, because the face value can only be stipulated as a form of currency, not money. Man can only create currency. The great creator creates money. Here's how it works. The face value of American silver eagle is $1, while its intrinsic value is $10,000, $100,000. It's silver is more valuable than gold, but if you trade it for what the U.S. Treasury Department tells you to trade it off for, and what they will accept it for, guess what they're doing? They're creating another opportunity to steal from you. And to even trick it, and how do they do it? They put their insignia on there. Their overall authority is given there. And they have no benevolent authority. It's always a malevolent agenda. So they will get you to trade an ounce of silver for $1. When its intrinsic value is priceless, they'll get you to trade an American gold eagle that has a face value of $50. But see, the lie is always in their deception. Go try to acquire an ounce of gold for $50 and see what the individual that has the ounce of gold is going to look at you when you try to give them $50 of cash. You know what they're going to do? They may even pull their overall weapon on you and say, get thee behind me, because you're stealing from them. These are the tricks and the deceptive measures. You should never engage in face value trade. You should always engage in intrinsic value exchange. Notice I didn't say trade, I said exchange. You should always be exchanging one asset for another asset. because that goes back to the overall collective prudence truth, is that I'm not going to take something from you that doesn't, that's worthless, and give you, take something from you that's priceless and give you something worthless in return. That means I'm stealing. My intentions to defame you, to actually steal from you, to seize, to have forfeiture against you. The exchange is that you always should exchange something of value for something of a value of equal. That way both parties do what? They gain from it all. Now they can look at each other with a bit of honesty and truth with each other and deal with each other from a different paradigm, other than being at each other's throat. How can I steal from that person? How can I steal from... See, there's a big difference in the exchange. You should never, ever exchange your silver. And you only can do that with coins. You never exchange your silver or gold for its face value. You trade it for what's commonly referred to as its melt value, meaning its God-given, its great creator-given talents and ability. This is where you won't be... This is where someone won't be able to defraud you. Now, me with silver, because I know what its intrinsic value is, I have a different exchange rate for silver. That's only because I'm aware of the capabilities of silver. I understand where it comes from. I know the importance of it. I know the intrinsic value of it. I know its talents, its ability. I know its limitations. I know why it's more valuable than gold. I know why it's the most valuable of all the precious metals combined. I know its significance. I know its significance. And when you know its significance, then what do? You assess a value to that. And then I can actually, in that overall exchange, I can tell you why I have this exchange value over gold. And it's not because of what the market says. It's really because of what the great creator gave it. And I understand that. And so you never, ever do that. So, Keith, did you want to chime in on something?
No, Dave. There's so much being said today. And I always say I'm going to try not to talk so much. But you're hitting on so many heads. There was a couple of things that you just got done saying when you talked about the contract and deception. You know, I was thinking about a movie that I saw the other day, and it had to do with the vampire and the devil. And what had happened is they had a home, but, you know, the vampire and the devil couldn't enter into the home until they were invited in. They were right at the doorstep, but they couldn't come in until we invited them in. Well, again, that holds so much true to life, because when you mentioned the contract and the deception and how they eventually got into the house from deception, and that's what we're talking about here. Even your contract, if you look at the definition of contract, that is a mutually benefiting agreement between two parties. Well, we're signing contracts all day, and they have nothing to do but with one party being beneficial, you know. And it goes back to what we're saying again: my people perish. You know, I appreciate this show more and more because the knowledge that is being put out, you're not finding it anywhere else, you know. And now we have an advantage, and I see this in my church too. Now we have an advantage, because not only do we get to learn the things that we're learning, but we're at a time where we're beginning to see these things that we've talked about all our lives. They're being manifested around us on a daily basis. And if you're not receiving this knowledge where you can look out your front window and see it being manifested, and you still don't act on it, I don't know what to tell you.
The choice is always individually sculpted. whatever it
hey,
is.
Brother
that you
Dave, can
do,
I ask?
You can do. Yes, definitely. Go ahead, brother David.
I was listening to the concept of what was just spoke about. It reminded me of about 2 months ago. I went to the bank, did some business, and a lady came in, older woman. She had about 25 pieces of silver. She said, "Can I get this in dollars?" And the lady said, "Yeah," and she gave her $25. And I looked, and the old lady, she turned around and was ready to leave. I said, "Excuse me." She said, "Yes." Now, being a black man, you could tell that she was a little startled that I even approached her. And I looked at the teller. I said, "Can you go get the manager?" She said, "Pardon me?" I said, "Can you go get the manager?" But the older white woman was like, "Well, sir, what is it that you want?" And I said, "If you just give me a minute here," I said, "you'll understand." She said, "Well, my husband's waiting for me, and we have to go to the grocery store, and we're trying to get our money together so we can get groceries." I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "But if you would just give me a minute." And the manager came over, and I said to the manager, I said, "This woman here came in and gave this lady 25 silver dollars for cash, and she gave her $25. And he said, "Yes." And I said, "But the value of silver is more than a dollar per coin." And he looked at her. He said, "Well, the teller wouldn't know that." I said, "I agree." I said, "Will the bank honor the fact that the silver dollars have a value that is greater than what is written on it?" And he looked at me and he said, "Yes." Now, the only reason why he said yes is because it was brought to his attention. When the lady looked back at me, she said, "Pardon me, sir. I'm waiting and I don't know why." And the bank manager hit the ad machine a few times and he said, "You owe this lady 200 and some odd dollars." And the lady looked and she said, "Pardon me?" And the guy said, "Well,
I think we lost Brother Davis. Brother Davis, if you could, we lost you. If you can just jump back in when you can, would greatly appreciate that. Brother Davis is traveling and driving, so we probably lost reception. And you know, it's funny that Brother Davis was bringing that up because, and then as soon as Brother Davis comes back, we'll go off. We dropped him. It's funny that Brother Davis is bringing that up. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, and we'll go to a commercial break and come back. Funny that Brother Davis has brought that up is because yesterday Keith and I had to make a run real quickly to the bank. And I was going in the bank, and it was a bank inside of a grocery store. And there was a gentleman that had bags and bags full of coins, and he was dumping it into one of those machines where you give your coins and they give you paper in return. And he was so into it, and he was at the tail end. I could tell he had bags and bags. I couldn't even stomach to tell him of the gross mistake that was just made. Because it was already put in the machine, and it was just the last bit that was there. And I could see he had four bags. And I turned to Keith. I said, "Keith, look." And he said, "It's too late." And in there's quarters and dimes. He probably had silver quarters and dimes that was in there. And what they were going to do is what was happening was that they would trade you for face value. Face value is basically the overall control of the market for currency, paper currency. The melt value is the overall value of that existing item. What's in it? It's kind of like when you go to to a food market. If you have ingredients that are not giving you nourishment and giving you the minerals that you need, you're going to be malnourished even though you've eaten.
Hey, Dave.
So we got to get ready to go to a commercial. But yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever been poor that you had to scrape up pennies to you know, buy some milk, some bread, whatever it is that you needed. You ever been on SNAP before? I know that's a personal question. I don't mean to be getting
I actually grew up in the projects in New Jersey, and my mom was on welfare my whole childhood life. So, and then extending into the beginning part of my adult life. Yes.
Okay. So it's people, and it's not just in the projects. It's out here in these rural areas, trailer parks or what have you. It's a lot of people struggling. And they have one of those coin machines at this grocery store. And, you know, you say it give you a piece of paper in exchange, but that piece of paper can get you some dollar currencies, which is still a piece of paper, but then you can turn around and buy food with it right then and there. I have been in that situation before, and obviously I would hope other people that will be able to spot silver or silver dollars or whatnot. So I don't even think it has a slot to even take silver dollars. It take quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. The most I've ever turned in is probably got something like $12. You know what I'm saying? So, so the coins that they're using now, man, they're not really worth all that much. Especially to a person who's struggling. You know what I'm saying? It's worth whatever they can buy, whatever food, whatever necessity, whatever gas that they may need. I had to loan my cousin $20 the other day because he was concerned about how he going to make it to work the next day. So if he had a jar full of pennies, and I've been in those situations, man. So I just want to say, unless people is turning in silver dollars, you know, they really just turning in, you know, those, I don't even know what they make quarters and stuff out of, but you know, their value isn't that much. Either if there's any value to that metal, like let's say copper pennies, which aren't 100% copper no more, you would have to save up enough of them to go, melt them down and then sell them, you know, for the precious metals that they're worth. So yeah, I just wanted to add that, man, because I've used those machines, and I know other people use those machines. And for people that's struggling out here, you know, they it's just another form of a way to you to survive. Literally, yeah. Literally,
what I wanted,
scraping up pennies.
So we're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, I'll address it, because what I want to do is show you a better way to do that, even if you're in that position, because there is. There's a much, much better way. And so that you can get the actual, which you're due from that. So listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and we would love to hear from you. So we're talking about, in this one, we're also going to, I want to talk about some of the things that's happening, but this is a very, very important show, in my opinion. And we were talking about Scotty had asked, had I ever had the necessity to turn in the coins for so that, you know, just so that you can use it because you're at your, you know, this is the last that you have and everything else. So, yes, I've been there. I grew up in situations my whole childhood, basically up until I was 16, with a single mother on government assistance in the projects of New Jersey, just outside of New York City, And that was part of my formidable years of my life. And also as a young man growing up, there was not a lot of cash that was available to me, so I struggled. And I understand how the system puts people in those predicaments, because that's what subjugation does. But what I'm talking about is that we were talking about those the machines, and Brother Davis was talking about the lady, and I was talking about the gentleman with the machine. And my thing is that I'm not speaking against those individuals that have to do that at that time. But what I'm saying is that there's a better way in which to do it, and if you know what to look for, you'll be able to get more instead of getting face value. Because face value is actually the manipulated side, but there's more benefit that you can get from that. This is why it's so important to save. If you can hold on, it's very important. If you can save, if you have the ability to save, then you should. If you're not able to save, there's a difference in dynamic. And so my thing is that I'm trying to help as many people as I possibly can, and also those that are in the position that Scotty talked about. And that's what I'm going to do right now. See, the thing about that is that you have to be able to distinguish a silver dime versus a copper-infused dime, a silver quarter versus a copper-infused quarter, because the value of those that you could get is much different. The silver ones will give you much more value than the nickel, than the overall dimes that are filled are infused with copper, and the quarters that are fused in copper. Here's how you can tell. Any quarter of dime from 1964 or earlier is 90% silver. You should not exchange that for its face value. You should actually go to a coin dealer and get the overall melt value from it. And this is the difference. A dime would probably give you about $2 and maybe 13 cents. A silver dime. A quarter will get you roughly around, but there's going to be some different fluctuation that is in there as well. But excuse me one second. Let me take a look at something real quickly. I'm going to tell you what a silver dime will get you roughly about now, and you can see the difference in that. Okay, so a silver dime,
Dave,
right about now.
Real quick question. I'm looking on the internet, but I ain't found it yet. But is there like a list, like you just said, dimes before 1964? So I got to imagine, it's something out there in circulation, but I haven't come across any.
They're hard to come across, Scotty. They're hard to come across.
Yeah, so is there a list, a chart or something that tells you, what coins have what precious metals in them and what to look for? I got to imagine there's some kind of chart out there or something that tell you that.
Yes, there is. There is definitely a site that does that. I'm going to give it to you. The dime, a silver dime, any dime from 1964 or earlier is going to give you about $1.05. But depending on the dealer, there may be a fee for that and everything else. So that's roughly where it would start. And it's all based off of the paper contract price of silver, which is one thing. So that's the start of it all. So you need to know these things. Any dime that you have, look at the date on it. 1964 or earlier, you separate that from the other dimes from 1965 up to now, because those dimes are going to give you roughly about a dollar more for each one, okay? $1. So now, if you don't know these things, then what's going to happen is that you're just going to exchange that dime just like you exchanged a dime from 1995. And you're just going to get a dime for it.
Another quick question, you do got a call on the board, but another quick question. Now, what you just explained to me or to the audience is you take those dimes and you turn them in for the melt price. But What came to my mind was when, you know, and you've talked about it in the past, when they got people to turn in their gold, turn in their precious metals for currency. So that's the same dilemma right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was, Scotty, but I was just in response to for people that are in a bad situation that they need to do that right now. You know, but the thing is, you really should be saving in this stuff. This is what you should be saving in. And so, but yeah, Scott is absolutely right. You don't want to do this. You only do this in extreme measures when you have to do it, when you have no other choice. Okay? So we're going to go to the caller, then I'll come back to it. Caller, welcome to Tando Radio Show. Your area code is 734. If you would just state your name and where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Davis, this is R. Keith from Detroit, man. How you doing today?
My brother, R. Keith, what's going on?
Well, you know, you kind of struck something in my head, because I have coins, a lot of pennies that's under 1964. Now, I didn't do the calculation while this was going on, but that applies just like if it was a dime, it's, 10% more, or I don't know the exact number, but...
Yeah. The pennies, the ones that have more copper in them, is 1981 and earlier. Any penny that is 1981 and earlier has more copper in it. And basically what is happening here is, in 1964, the U.S. went into bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went into bankruptcy in 64, by the time Nixon came in 71, he had to close the gold window. So you couldn't just go to the... You know, to the countries couldn't exchange their cash for an equal value of gold or silver. So he changed that overall. You can only do that you had to go to dealers or specified individuals to do that. So the pennies in 1981 and earlier, they are 90% copper. Now they're made more with zinc. And here's the significance, and very, very important. I'm glad you all in Roz brought this up. All of your nickels that you have right now, you should keep your nickels, because nickels is the only ones that have a real strong monetary melt value, because they have nickel in them. Pretty soon, the U.S. is going to be taking nickel out of nickel, and they're probably going to put zinc in it, or probably a lesser metal in it. When the countries do that, they do that because they're bankrupt. They can't afford the overall metal to purchase the metal and put it into their coin, or they don't want to do it. They don't want to give that to the people. This is a way that they are actually causing inflation and debt and depreciation, to extending that overall debt default to the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is how they do it. By their monetary policy. So whenever, if you are in a dire situation, one thing is, you're not in a dire situation, don't, and every time you get coins, keep the coins, because coins still have more value than dollars, paper dollars. Because the paper dollar is a complete debt instrument. Okay, so you want to keep your coins. This is why they put those coin machines in the supermarkets, because they want you to bring in your coins, and they exchange your coins for something of no value. They want to give you dollars. Because why do they want your coin? There's a reason why they want your coin. And the reason why they want your coins, one of the things that they're harvesting, one, is the last vestiges of silver that is still in the coins in circulation that's there. Another thing is, they want the nickels as well, because they know what's going to happen with the nickel. Nickel is going to be taken out of nickel. So those nickels value is going to shoot up. In a dire situation, let's say you're on your last dollar and you have an emergency, then you need to go into your savings. And if your savings is coins, this is what you need to do. All of your coins, you need to segregate them. Quarters and dimes, 1964 and earlier, you put off to the side. The other ones you have on one side. When you go to you take your quarters and dimes that are silver based, and you go to a coin dealer and exchange that, You don't go to a supermarket and put that inside of a machine, because the machine is just going to register that as a dime. But they have a weight system in it, and guess what happens to those quarters and dimes inside of their system? They get pushed off to the side because they're separating it themselves. The banks actually do that now as well. So now, if you have five, let's say you have five silver dimes, you never know how many dimes people have, especially elderly people. They've been saving dimes and quarters. They got dimes and quarters from way back. They probably, I'm going to tell y'all a story. No, I don't even want to tell that story. It hurts my heart. Those dimes and quarters that those individuals have, they probably have more of the last vestiges of circulated silver in the market. I had a client, a person told me that, hey Dave, there was a gentleman that came into the store, and he had a bunch of silver dollars. And he walked out the store, and I looked, and it was silver dollars that he had. So what did the individual do? They took their paper dollar out and exchanged it for that silver dollar, and guess what they did? They made out. This is definitely happening within our elderly. Definitely happening within our elderly. And this is what you need to do. There is a process for you to, so you don't take those to those coin machines. You take that to Prosperity Mint, and you take that to coin dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You will get much more for it. But you only do that. You only go into your savings when there's a dire need. When you have no other, it's a last resource. When you have no other option.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. And that's how you should engage in that. For the individuals that maybe find themselves in that position and in that predicament, just do it in a much better way. And that better way is going to make sure that you get what's owed and what's due to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Akeem, so your pennies, 1981 and earlier, separate them from your other pennies. The pennies that you have now are zinc and copper. Pretty mm-hmm. soon they'll take the copper completely out and the zinc completely out, and they'll clad it with something much cheaper. What does that mean? That means that your government, your overall economic, your government economic sovereignty is now in subject. It's broke. They're broke,
mm-hmm.
and they're passing that overall debt default to the people. To the common person, as they usually do. So very, very important. So did we answer your question, Brother Keith?
Oh, yes, very much so. It's been very helpful. Now, when you mentioned dimes, you said 1964 and under?
Yes, yes, okay. 1964. Now, how you can tell if you have a silver dime or a silver quarter is very easy. All you have to do is turn it on its side. If there's mm-hmm. a brown line or brown ring around it, that means it's been minted after 1964, is infused with copper. If it's mm-hmm. completely shiny, like the edge of a nickel, then start doing backflips. You have a silver quarter or silver dime. You just profited mm-hmm. because you mm-hmm. have silver in your possession at that overall dime rate of 90% of that is silver.
Okay.
You just profited handsomely. So, and here's what's also funny about that. Check your change when you go to the store. Let's say you buy a candy bar. I don't know what a candy bar costs now. Let's say it's a $1.50, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you give them $2.
Mm-hmm.
And then they give you back one quarter, two quarters, and one of the quarters is a silver quarter. Well, guess what? You got change back at face value of mm-hmm. 25 cents. You got a free candy bar, plus you got $2.63 that was given to you because
mm-hmm.
that overall cashier didn't check or didn't know that one of those quarters was a silver quarter.
Right.
And a silver quarter's melt value is $2.63. See, these are the things that the system doesn't want you to know, because it doesn't want you to be in a position of advantage. So now you got a free Snickers bar, you got a quarter in face value, and you got $2.63. This is why you need to see, here's what this is really saying. This is why you need to save in silver and gold, because it freezes your purchasing power. If a quarter right now in 2018, a silver quarter has a value of $2.63, what if you have been saving in quarters and dimes from back when you started working when you were a child? How much savings would you real have? It would be significant. But if we follow the trend that they set for us, then we will always, always lose our resources of the island of sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
It's an economic truth. And it's just a thing, one of those things is that the truth doesn't need us. It stands alone. We definitely need the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, bro, that's how you could tell if you have a silver quarter or silver dime. Turn it on its side. Easiest way. If it's silver on the edges, start doing backflips. Segregate that. But all of your quarters, nickels, and dimes, this is what I do. I exchange my cash, $1 bill, $2 bills. I only have a limited of those. I exchange them for, even if I'm at the bank, I'll ask them, can you give me $2 in quarters? Can you give me $2 in nickels? Can you give me $2 in dimes?
Mm-hmm.
Because they still have more purchasing power than the overall dollars do. In Venezuela, it shows itself completely. So that's this is just some of the things that you could do to put yourself in a better position, regardless of what your condition is. So I hope we answered your question, Brother Keith.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, well, we got to get ready to get out of here. Hold on one second. Scotty, did you want to chime in? No, I think Scotty was just getting ready for us to leave. Okay, Brother Keith, thank you for calling in. Brother Roz, Brother Davis, so greatly appreciate you. What's up, Strategic Melanie? Good to see you there. Much love, much respect. Hey, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing